We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike White, he's on the hotline of the PG, and he's brought to you by your local GEICO insurance agent, Tim Hester, and Come Ready Nutrition. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mosey. How are you? I'm on my way to Hershey.
Chocolate Town, Pennsylvania, for some big-time games, and I'm not going to make people wait to hear about the one that they probably know the most about and is the kind of biggest matchup. You got Pine and St. Joe's tomorrow. Everyone's been, dare I say, pining for this matchup for a while, Mike.
Well, as I said, I'm on my way, and so I have – most people have frequent flyer miles, like Joe Starkey when they fly to Steeler games. I have frequent driver miles to Hershey and Shippensburg, Mosey. So on my way here, I think that 6A game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Pine Ridge and St. Joe's, and I wrote this in a story today, I think it's one of the most anticipated championship games we've had in a while. And because of the tradition of St. Joe's, they've won three of the last four. The players they've had, both teams are undefeated. And this season, the Pine Ridge and the quarterback that they have. We've talked about him all year. I think Phil Dracovic, regardless of what happens in this game, is possibly the best quarterback that I've seen maybe since 1980. And just the buildup, they've been 1-2 all year long. And I just think there's a lot of interest. And it's really one of the most anticipated games that I remember in the state championships was started in 1988.
Mike, I recall this St. Joe's team. You'd have, I think it was a couple of years ago, a Central Catholic team that stomped through the Whippeal and then got it might have even been last year. My memory might be failing here. But
Last year
they stomped through the WPIAL and then got stomped in convincing fashion by St. Joe's. Do you think Pine Richland matches up better?
Yeah, I do. For one main reason, I think, Mosey, I don't think St. Joe's is as good. They're still very good, but they don't have the star power that they had last year, mainly because they don't have DeAndre Swift, who last week was tearing up in the ACC or in the SEC championship game, the University of Georgia, and a few other players. And Pine Ridge played St. Joe's in 2014. They lost in a close game, but they have Ben DiNucci. And the same thing, Swift was only a sophomore and ran for over 200 yards, and they had some other really good players. Now, they have some this year, but not the star power that they had in the last years. They're really solid, and I think the Pine Richlands team, they have a chance, and I think teams' legacies are established and designated by if you can finish it off, if you can win it all. And I think if Pine wins this all, and they do it impressively, I think they have to go down as one of the best teams, especially what they're doing in the largest classification, one of the best teams since these state playoffs have started in 1988 from the WPIL. I really believe that. I mean, the points they've scored, their defense has been, it's not as good as the offense, but it's been very good. But I think this is going to be a close game. But I like Pine because of the guy they have, number 15, a quarterback.
Well, Mike, let's talk a little history. And there was another year that Pine Richland brought a pretty good team to Hershey. And one of their star receiver defensive back was Neil Walker. They played Mannheim Central in 2003. They lost by a point in overtime in 6 inches of snow. Is that the greatest state title game you've ever seen?
I would say, yeah, Joe. And I wrote about it today. I would say two things. First off, I wrote that story and talking to Neil Walker again, I wish I could interview him every week. One of my all-time favorites, one of the best interviews ever. It's still like talking to him when he was in high school. And that game, because of the condition, because of the score, because of it went to overtime, because two teams were good, it has to be, in my mind, that's the best. And another one that sticks out in my mind, somewhat comparable and has a tie to this year, is North Hills in 1993 with Eric Kasparovich, a Pine Richland coach, that quarterback. He was a Parade All-American quarterback and a great defensive back, which people forget. and they had a freshman named LeVar Arrington. They were losing to Central Bucks West. Both teams were undefeated, 14-0. Midway through the fourth, they score a touchdown to make it 14-7. They get the ball back with, I want to say, three or four minutes left. A long pass to LeVar, who was a running back, sets him up in great field position inside the 10. But with about 2 minutes left, I can remember this as clear as day. It's fourth and goal, snowing, wind in the 20-mile-an-hour range, wind chills around 10. Fourth and goal from the 28-yard line. If they don't make this, the game's over. Kasparovic is Chris Fiola on a slant over the middle. The ball stuck to his hip like he had Velcro there. They score a touchdown on fourth and goal from the 28, 14-13 with a minute and a half, 2 minutes left. And that back then, Jack McCurry goes for two, doesn't want the overtime.
Oh.
And Eric Kasparovic runs for the two-point conversion. They win 15-14.
Mike.
Those two were the best.
Mike. Is there such a thing yet? Because I love these 30 for 30s. I love sports history. I love writing stories like that. Do we have a channel around here? Does AT&T Sports do like 30 for 30s on great games from high school lore? Because if they don't, we need to start one.
I agree.
I'm serious.
And, you know, interestingly, I agree with you. Interestingly enough, they did do a special, a kind of a similar 30 for 30 on a Gateway Central Catholic Championship game. WKIL.
That's right.
The Cam Sadler game.
That's right.
The Cam game.
The hook and ladder, the Cam Sadler.
The hook and Sadler. We need to start this, Mike, and we're going to start it. Guys like Brian Davis deserve a 30 for 30. I want to do this.
I agree. I think the whole question, can you sell it, Joe? Can you sell it?
No. I can only write it and talk about it.
I'll absolutely free him up from 2 to 6 every Monday through Friday to work on it, Mike. Happy to do that.
I'm dead serious about that, Mike, because I think people love it, too. It's proven by the 30 for 30s.
I agree with you. And I just know over the years, Joe, the people love when I do these look back pieces, they get so much reaction. I've gotten text messages, a decent amount of tweets today on that Pine Richland story. And I really enjoy it. I think Western Pennsylvania, maybe more than any, you know how you guys know, people love to live in the past here around here and what happened in the past, and they really enjoy these things.
You ain't kidding.
So we got a job. We got to do some selling.
Mike, really fast here, 30 seconds, Quaker Valley and Gateway. You think the WPIO brings home any other winners?
Well, just yesterday, I say they get one more at the most, two. I think Gateway's really going to have their hands full tonight, but their offense has been so good with Brady Walker. I think they have a chance. Archbishop Wood, not as good as they have been in years past. Quaker Valley plays tomorrow against Middletown. Middletown was in the state championship last year, lost to Beaver Falls. They're undefeated. But this team seems like a team of destiny for Quaker Valley. I think they win.
Good stuff, Mike, as always. Enjoy Chocolate Town, PA.
All right, I'm going to sell some advertising right now. See you, Malzy. See you, Joe.
Basketball, too, Mike. There's stories waiting out there for us. We should do the show. Starkey and White.
No, White and Starkey.
Pittsburgh sports lore.
He's way more first on the
marquee
than
Darrell Revis.
You. Lance Jeter.
Terrell Pryor.
Chris is telling you to get off, Joe.
I don't care. I want to start this now.
It would be a first if he listened to me, Mike. Thank you.
You guys are the best.
Thank you, Mike.
See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.